Well, welcome to Criswell College Chapel. It's so good to see you today, and it is a special occasion today. Back in August of last year, Hope for the Heart reached out to Criswell College and said, let's do something for Get Together again, and established a chair of counseling, of biblical counseling here at Criswell College. On November 12th, the executive committee of the trustees of Criswell College authorized this new partnership, and then on December 7th, our board of trustees formalized the Hope for the Heart chair of counseling, of biblical counseling, right here at Criswell College. And our board of trustees looked around and said, well, who could we have? Well, let's look over the nation to see who is the right one. Well, we didn't do that, actually. We knew already that God had raised up from in our midst the person to fill that chair. And by the way, I think it's always interesting when churches are looking for youth pastors or pastors. So many times they do a nationwide search. And I kind of think it's biblical for churches to maybe sometimes to look from within. That sounds so counter-denominational today to say, is God raising up someone in our congregation? Well, anyway, I think for our college it was right. We saw that God had raised up Dr. Steve Hunter as the professor. So today we want to formalize this, and we want to recognize Dr. Hunter in this new capacity. And we want to have a time of dedication before the Lord together, and to do it with you, the students, faculty, and staff of Criswell College. Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Hunter. Many of you know him. You've had him for class already. But he also, besides teaching here at Criswell College, serves on the staff of First Baptist Church Dallas as a licensed professional Christian counselor. So he is practicing what he teaches every day. He has served as a youth pastor previously, as a pastor, and also as a missionary for the International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention. He and Karen serving faithfully, counseling missionaries in over 25 different countries, because missionaries have struggles just like everybody else, and maybe more struggles, being lonely on the field and in a new culture and raising children. And that was a very important ministry they had there together. Dr. Hunter is a professional. He is a three-time graduate of Texas A&M University, the bachelor's, the master's, the Ph.D., and he knows what he's talking about. What I like about this guy, and we talk about biblical counseling, is Dr. Hunter went back to say, you know, I have these secular degrees and certifications, but I want to have the pastoral and the theological edge, because that's who he is. And he went back to Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary to get a Doctor of Ministry degree, and because he really believes in the integration of faith and counseling, doctrine and psychology, biblical counseling. That's so important. One of the great things about Dr. Hunter, he is a family man. There's no doubt about it. His wife, Karen, is with him here today. And they have six children, four of which are with us today. So we have Sarah, Abby, Josh, and Anna. We're so proud you came today to be with your father and to celebrate this with us. It's a special time for us. And we have another one on the way. Six plus one is seven. That's tremendous. It's just great. Children are a heritage from the Lord. Happy is the man who has his quiver full, a full quiver, Dr. Hunter. That's great. Well, Dr. Hunter, if you'll come up here for just a moment, and in a moment I'm going to have your family join you, but I'd like for you just to share for a minute, just sort of your heart for this. And June, would you just come on up here and be with us? I want you to come up here and be with us. June Hunt is the founder of Hope for the Heart Ministries. She is an author, she is a singer, she is a broadcaster, and she's our friend here at Criswell College. I want you to know that. Yes. We have some of our KCBI team here today. We have a partnership with June in broadcasting. Many of you listen to Hope for the Heart in the afternoon and then Hope in the Night, which is a unique, only program I know where people can call Dr. Laura, for instance. They get sort of secular, maybe conservative, secular counseling. But Hope in the Night, people are calling in and getting biblical counseling. It's reality radio, okay? And it's really unique. We really appreciate that partnership we have with you, June. She's written over 100 pieces, and these are excellent tools on all sorts of topics, on depression, on suicide, on Islam, on Jehovah's Witness, on eternal security. It's doctrine, it's ethics, it's psychology and psychiatry. It's everything that you could think of. Tools for you, by the way. And I encourage you to get those tools. She's just recently written a book on how to forgive when you don't feel like it. And we rejoice with you because I know this book is at the airports. It's at these sort of quick book stands at the airports. It's really going to have a secular, I think, outreach. So God is really opening doors that no man can shut. June, we're so glad you're with us today. I want you to stay up here. I got more for you and about you in a minute. But I just wanted you to be here as Dr. Hunter. Just share, Dr. Hunter, your vision for this chair. Would you do that? We do have a preacher today. I want you to know that. But I want you to share a word about what you want to do with this new program.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm going to walk right by your side, June. And, it's an excellent book, How to Forgive When You Don't Feel Like It. I got my wife several copies of that book. And
smart man.
I'm just going to share a little bit from the heart because, as June knows, I love June Hunt. And the more I get to know her, the more I see Christ. And I feel like this relationship is it's meant to be because June and I have the same heartbeat. And that is to train Christians in how to effectively minister to the hurting. But that's through God's Word. In the power of the Holy Spirit through prayer. We're training Christians to effectively minister to Christians. That's our purpose here. That's my heart's desire. It's also the purpose and heart's desire at Hope for the Heart. And they've been such a blessing to me, my friends there at Hope for the Heart. And I would also like to say, just before June and God and everybody present, my heart's prayer is to represent you and Hope for the Heart in a way that honors the Lord, and that's my prayer. I want to just say thank you for being such a blessing to my family. I want to say a special thank you to Dr. Johnson as well to let me teach at what I believe to be the best college anywhere in the world. Best students and best faculty. And June, it's a special day in the Hunter household, and my kids are really happy to get out of school. And my wife is here, Karen as well, and they have a special gift that they want to present to you. If y'all want to come on up.
Karen, come on up here as well. We want everybody up here. All right. Valentine's early. All right. June, this was your heart, and I'd just like for you to say a word about your passion, your heart, in wanting to partnership with us, with Hope for the Heart, this chair of biblical counseling. Say a word to us, would you?
First of all, no one would be a better representative of this school, of this college, than Steve Hunter. He is solid, he has heart. And he truly has hope for the heart that he gives. I remember specifically teaching at my church which is First Baptist. And I remember having a Bible study in my home for a number of years. And one woman came up to me and said, should I really have an affair? And I said, why do you think you should have an affair? My counselor told me this, because my husband's having an affair, and it would help ignite some of the emotion that he previously had. I said, well, it might ignite some emotion, but do you really want to lose your integrity? And so I said, no, that's horrible advice. A man came, he was attending my Bible study, probably about 38 years old. He said, I know I'm not a Christian. I've heard and I've actually prayed. He said, it's not working. And he said, I just know I'm not a Christian. So I thought, well, maybe he really didn't understand, because I knew he was not of an evangelical typical faith. And so I went through point by point what it means to be a Christian. And I thought, he said, well, yes, I understood all that. So let's just totally give yourself to the Lord. And I led him in a prayer. At the end, he said, no, I'm not a Christian. And I thought, God, what is it? What is the block? And finally, all of a sudden, came to my mind a scripture. And this is the point. This is to be biblically based. If you forgive men when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will forgive your sins. But if you do not forgive their sins when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will not forgive your sins. And I turned to him and I said, tell me, is it possible that there is someone you refuse to forgive? And all of a sudden, his face became contorted. He said, yes, it's my ex-wife, and she doesn't deserve to be forgiven. And so then I turned to that scripture and I said, I want you to read this. And he understood. I said, do you realize this can be a block to salvation? And he said, I don't care. I will not forgive her. And he walked away. And this man, who had been coming to the Bible study for at least 3 months, I never saw him again. The same thing happened with another woman, except I showed her the passage. And she said, well, if I pray for him and if I forgive, I'd want him in heaven with me. I said, but he would not be the same man if he truly became a Christian. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things pass away, all things become new. And she went, oh, okay. And so she was literally willing to forgive based on Scripture, totally on Scripture. And then she said, I know I'm saved. In other words, what we have to look at the Bible. What does the Bible say? The Bible says that a lack of forgiveness can be a block to salvation. And so in order to know those truths, you have to be in the Word of God. And this is what I'm confident of. Those who get an education here, you're going to look at what the Bible says about real life living. And I pray God's deepest and anointed blessing on you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, June. Stay right here for a moment, June. You know, that's what it's about. That's what we want our students to be able to do. We want to clone June Hunt. Okay, that's the point here. And if you want more of that, you ought to listen to Hope in the Heart in the afternoon or Hope in the Night at night. That's tremendous, June. Dr. Cooper, would you join us on the platform? Our Executive Vice President and Provost. And here's what I'd like to happen. Dr. Hunter, if you'll come and stand right here. And I want Dr. Cooper just to lead us in a prayer. I'm going to be right here on this side. June is on the other side. And we're just going to pray with Dr. Cooper in agreement and have a time of commitment, consecration. This is serious. The topics you just heard June talk about, this is a spiritual battle. That's what Paul says. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we're doing battle with dark forces, and we need to have the whole armor of God. And after that, Paul says, praying after that, praying. And so, Dr. Cooper, would you just commit this ministry and mission to the Lord and this man to the Lord for this new assignment?
Father, sometimes we make our plans and then ask you to bless them. But many times we come upon those occasions where we can clearly see your hand at work. And so it's with great joy that we come today to ask your blessing on the Hope for the Heart chair that's been established by Hope for the Heart and June Hunt. And we rejoice especially because of Steve Hunter's choice to be the first professor in the chair, Hope for the Heart chair of counseling. I thank you for Steve and Karen. I thank you for their commitment to you. I thank you for their example. Steve doesn't just counsel and teach counseling. He is a living example of commitment to you, commitment to his family, and an openness to be used by you. And there's no doubt in my mind that you have placed him in this position to be an example for us all and to be a great light in helping us to help each other through your word. So bless Steve and his family and use him effectively. Lord, bless this chair of counseling as it ministers to our entire college family and ultimately as the men and women who come here go out, it reaches out to our world with biblical principles on how to live and how to work and how to love and how to maintain our witness. Thank you for June Hunt. Thank you for the ministry that she has. Thank you for laying it on her heart to create this chair of counseling that will be such a blessing to so many. So, Father, we offer grateful thanks to you because we see your hand in it and we know that it will be a blessing for years to come, only measured in eternal expanse of your time will be the accomplishments of what we consecrate to you today. And so we thank you for all these things. We ask you to bless our endeavor because we know that our work is your work. So bless it. May it produce great fruit in our midst and to the ends of the earth until Jesus comes. And we pray it in his precious name. Amen.
All right. Now, I forgot to mention one more thing, and that is Dr. Hunter is the Dean of Students at Criswell College. I didn't mention that. And June is a graduate of Criswell College. I didn't know if you knew that, so that's tremendous. Now, I have something for both of you. I have here a first edition Buffalo leather bound Criswell Study Bible, just for you to remember this day and this occasion. And it has Dr. Criswell's signature, Dr. Patterson's, and mine. It just keeps going downhill, you know, after that. But to remember the special occasion, again, we thank God for you and Dr. Hunter. Remember this day, and we pray that God will bless you in a great way. Thank you so much.